County National Bank, the very trusted Barry Malik, joining us today. And Happy New Year, Barry.
Happy New Year, Greg. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and maybe you had a little break.
Sure, yeah. How about you?
Anyway, yeah, really nice. Got out of town this week and got up to the snowy north, and it was really nice. And you know, we're a lot of people had a very nice Christmas day, and for those who are celebrating the Christmas tide, there's still part of the 12 days of Christmas left. So anyway, good to be here, and wanted to review a few items with you and the audience. Just do a brief review of the economy and the markets as of Friday's close, actually Thursday's close. This is going to be the Dow Jones Industrial's return for year-to-date was 8.27 to the positive. S&P 500 year-to-date, 16.7%. NASDAQ, 44.11%. Big gains this year in the NASDAQ. And looking at the EAFE index, that's the Europe, Asia, Far East, 6.85 to the positive. Aggregate bond index up 7.27. A lot of that was appreciation on the year, but some of that included interest payments. The Muni index up 5.15% year to date. Gold is up 20.43%. And closing at $1,879, almost $1,880 per ounce, and that is up from $1,899 a year ago. And the dollar lost some strength this year, down 6.29% against other currencies. And then the commodity index was down. Overall, commodity prices were down 4.4%, which in some cases helps spending, consumer spending, or cost of living. Looking at Fed fund target rate is 25 basis points, or a quarter of 1%. A year ago, that was 1.75. 2-year treasury, 0.12%. A year ago, that was at 1.62, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury is at 0.92%. A year ago, that was 1.9. So quite a big decrease in a year in overall interest rates. Looking at consumer and economic behavior, unemployment rate is at 6.7% as of the end of the week last week. But looking back, that steadily decreased through August, September, October. Back in August, it was 8.4. So nice to see the unemployment rate steadily decreasing. Hourly earnings, 4.4% year over year. And a year ago, that was 0.6. So a little bit of a decrease, not too much there. Hourly earnings for factoring inflation, that's the real hourly earnings year over year, 3.2%. That's unchanged from a year ago. And what they call the misery index, which is a consumer price index, CPI plus unemployment, that's at 8.1%. That has steadily decreased from August, when it was 11.2%. So some nice performance there in the markets and the economy, despite the rough year that we've had on many fronts. We've started to see a rotation back to value and small companies in recent weeks and even months, kind of a tapering off in the area of growth and larger companies, which have led the overall market for over a decade now, so we're way overdue for that rotation back to value and small companies. What we've done for some of our clients, where we've prepped them for that, and we're favored because of academic and statistical data, facts, history show that small companies and growth do better. Although it's sometimes a little bit difficult on that timing, when that's going to change. What we've done is we've split some accounts so that they had a half and half representation in each traditional growth and the more value-oriented and small companies on the other half. So that's one strategy to use. I want to do a quick recap here of some year-end and new year planning kind of a checklist. Going into the end of the year, people may want to consider and talk to their advisors about charitable gifting. Charities can definitely use it this year, and if you get that gifting done prior to the end of the year, that can help to reduce your tax bill for 2020. So definitely some benefits there if you have a budget and you want to reduce taxes, help those charities out. And spend down those FSA accounts, those flexible spending accounts. Because of the pandemic, it was allowed that $550 can be rolled to the new year, to 2021. But you may want to look at that and make sure you're not leaving any money on the table, because it's generally a use it or lose it. Never, anything over $550, you're going to lose it. Tax selling, consider that. Talk to your advisors. Do some analysis. But you may want to book losses. You may have significant gains in your account, but you may have a few losers there that are dogs that you want to kind of pare down and trim off. Now would be the time to do it, because you can book those losses and help offset some of those gains and lower your tax bill. You may want to consider your IRA accounts. To do that Roth conversion might be the time to do it, go ahead and pay the tax. Again, that's going to be based on your individual situation, so talk to your advisor. But, some people are concerned with the changes in Washington, the tax rates may go up. So if you have that opportunity and it's beneficial, you may want to convert to a Roth or start the process of converting to a Roth, phasing into that. IRA contributions, good time now before the end of the year, although you can up to tax time do a contribution, but now is a good time to look at your planning, make that contribution, get a tax deduction for it, and reduce your tax bill. The CARES Act allows for skipping required distribution in 2020, if you need the income or it makes sense, you still have that opportunity to take your distribution. If you're over 59 and a half, and if you are over 72, then you may want to look at taking it if it makes sense for your situation. Health savings account contributions is another way. You may want to contribute to a health savings account to get a deduction there. A one-time IRA conversion from an IRA account to a health savings account is allowed in your lifetime, so this might be the year to do it. Gifting, there are concerns by some experts that with the change in Washington, gift tax exemption and a unified credit may change. And if that's the case, you may want to take advantage of doing some gifting before the end of the year under the current rules. And you may want to consider your estate planning and your personal situation there based on where you're at now under the current tax rules and what may happen in the future. Exercise stock options or planning for that would be a good time to review that. Use your 529 plan. Under the new law with the SECURE Act, which was last year about this time, you can use a 529 plan to pay down student loans up to $10,000. So, if you've got 529 plan money there, maybe you had a grandchild who had plans or didn't use those funds completely for their education, as the owner of the 529 plan, you have the opportunity to change the beneficiary, and you may want to use that to pay down a beneficiary's their student loan balance, as I said, up to $10,000. commit to planning in 2021 for the new year. You know, review and recommit to savings, to giving, to reducing your spending. Those are all things to review. I encourage people to look at their giving, you know, being generous and giving to charities, the needy causes that are beyond ourselves. Also look at increasing savings and decreasing spending. Meet with an advisor, a planner, in 2021. If you don't have one, now would be the time to consider meeting with someone and getting a plan in place. Confirm or adjust your situation if you do have some plan, if you already have a plan in place. You want to make sure that you're on the right track. Update your beneficiary designations on your accounts, your IRA accounts and other accounts where you have a beneficiary. Make sure that those are current. Sometimes you may not have someone assigned, or the person assigned situations may have changed. They may have passed away, and you don't want that, if anything happens to you, you don't want that going to your estate or to a beneficiary that's no longer in your wishes. Review your risk tolerance, your allocation, your diversification, contribution rates to your 401k. Make sure you're taking full advantage of your company match, your employer match. But even beyond that, look at what your need is, your adjusted need or your planned need for retirement or the future when you're going to start drawing on there, and consider various things, the rate of return, average rate of return based on your risk tolerance, the time that you have left before your target date, your drawing on the account. If it's 5 years, it's going to be a lot different from 10, 20 years. And then look at your income goal based on your contribution rate, your return rate, and make sure that it's in line with your particular comfort level need. And then also review your trust, your durable power of attorney, your will. Consider your collectibles, making an inventory of personal property, and who that's going to go to. So those are just a few tips. There's more, but based on time, if someone wants to discuss this further and consider you know, additional ideas, they can give me a call at the office.
What's your number, Barry?
My number is 517-768-0043, and we hope everyone has a great and prosperous new year. And if you need other financial items, matters, advice beyond planning, trust, and investments, County National Bank offers a broad array there as well, whether it's deposit accounts, commercial accounts, treasury, lending. We can help in that area. So have a great year, everybody.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it. Barry Manilake from County National Bank.